He began with how, at first, he conquered the Siconians, and came thereafter to the fruitful land of lotus-eaters. Then what the Cyclops did, and how he took revenge for the brave comrades whom the Cyclops ate and never pitied. Then how he came to Aeolus, who gave him hearty welcome and sent him on his way. But it was fated that he should not reach his dear land yet, for a sweeping storm bore him once more along the swarming sea, loudly lamenting. How he came to Telepolis in Laestrygonia, where the men destroyed his ships and his mailed comrades, all of them. Odysseus fled in his black ship alone. He told of Circe, too, and all her crafty guile, and how, on a ship of many oars, he came to the mouldering house of Hades, there to consult the spirit of Tiresias of Thebes. How he looked on all his comrades, and on the mother who had borne him and cared for him when little. How he had heard the full-voiced siren's song. How he came to the wandering rocks, to dire Charybdis and to Scylla, past whom none goes unharmed. How then his crew slew the sun's kine. How Zeus, with a blazing bolt, smote his swift ship, Zeus thundering from on high. And his good comrades perished, utterly, all, while he escaped their evil doom. How he came to the island of Ogygia, and to the nymph Calypso, who held him in her hollow grotto, wishing him to be her husband, cherishing him, and saying she would make him an immortal, young forever. But she never beguiled the heart within his breast. How when he came through many toils to the Phaeacians, who honored him exceedingly, as if he were a god, and brought him on his way to his own native land, giving him stores of bronze and gold and clothing. This was the latest tale he told, when pleasant sleep fell on him, easing his limbs and from his heart removing care. Now a new plan the goddess formed, clear-eyed Athena, when in her mind she judged Odysseus had enough of love and sleep. Straightway from out the ocean stream she roused the golden dawn to bring the light to men. Odysseus was aroused from his soft bed and gave his wife this charge. Wife, we have had in days gone by our fill of trials. You, mourning here my grievous journey home, me, Zeus, and the other gods bound fast in sorrow, all eager as I was, far from my native land. But since we now have reached the rest we long desire together, do you protect whatever wealth is still within my halls. As for the flocks which the audacious suitors wasted, I shall myself seize many, and all the Achaeans shall give me more besides, until they fill my folds. But now I go to the well-wooded farm, to visit my good father, who for my sake has been in constant grief. On you, my wife, wise as you are, I lay this charge. Straight with the sunrise, a report will go abroad about the suitors whom I slew here in the hall. Then go to the upper chamber with your waiting women. There abide. Give not a look to anyone, nor ask a question. He spoke and girt his beautiful arms about his shoulders. And he awoke Telemachus, the neatherd, and the swineherd, and bade them all take weapons in their hands for fighting. They did not disobey, but took their brazen harness. They opened the doors. They sallied forth. Odysseus led the way. Over the land it was already light, but Athena, hiding them in darkness, led them swiftly from the town.